The Suicide Sunday of Aspen Times editor Stuart Oxenhorn has emotionally devastated the paper's newsroom. Yesterday, the Aspen Times staff closed the offices for a time to grieve and to meet with a counselor as Oxenhorn's colleagues processed the loss. Editor Rick Carroll had a tough time talking about his friend.
My first thoughts are that we lost a good man and a kind soul and a dear friend. More importantly, my first thoughts are with his family and his daughter and Candace's wife. He was a special man and he meant so much to so many people.
Oxenhorn also leaves behind family in other states and many friends in the Valley. While the reasons for taking his own life may never be known, it doesn't stop those who knew Oxenhorn from wondering why he made the choice he did. It's the first thing that people want to know.
It's difficult to get in the head of a person who is in such a dark place, though. As one person told me yesterday, we can all discuss this in a rational manner, but whatever was going through his mind at that time was highly probable. He was not being rational.
Tunnel vision can often be a component of a suicidal mind.
Jared Hindman is the manager of Colorado's Office of Suicide Prevention. Depression and mental illness, often combined with substance abuse, are key elements involved when someone takes their own life. At the same time, there are many very public services available to treat each of these elements. Sadly, says Hindman, even knowing these services exist doesn't mean that people in a crisis will use them.
Too often, people know there's services available, but for whatever reason, and I don't know what those reasons might be, they choose to not access those services.
Perhaps mental health stigma, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. It's the stigma around that. You know, we have a whole campaign, and I know part of this campaign was done in Pitkin County, what we call man therapy. And the whole goal of that campaign is to get men to realize that taking care of their mental health and accessing services when they're in need is incredibly important.
The success rate of suicide prevention is difficult to determine, and the goals of reducing deaths are modest. One prevention project in Finland in the late 1980s tried to reduce suicide there by 20% and reached just about half that number. A study of all suicide prevention in English-speaking countries from 1975 onward found real reductions of about 4%. The issue is complex and multifaceted in terms of the reasons that people become suicidal. It is equally complex to design a prevention plan.
Currently, I'm working with a commission or convening of people in Colorado, and we have set our vision of showing a 10% reduction in the suicide rate over the next 5 years. So when you talk about a place like Colorado, where we have actually seen the suicide rate increase since 2009, showing any type of reduction is a win.
Suicide prevention is still a new science. The first known organized efforts began in New York and London in 1906. Amid the pain of loss that friends and family are left with is guilt for maybe missing a sign of distress or feeling like they could have done something. At the Aspen Times, editor Rick Carroll says he and his staff are feeling all of that.
There is help available in this community through the Aspen Hope Center or other means. So we do need to focus on that aspect of this too, that someone's pain isn't clearly evident to those around them.
Stuart Oxenhorn turned 50 last November. Planning is just beginning for a memorial.